but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I can remember before week zero, we had Portland State football coach Bruce Barnum on the show. And he has a coach's ballot in the FCS division. And he admitted, he said he voted for all the teams. There are a lot of the teams they were playing. It turns out Tarleton State was pretty good. North Dakota, pretty good. Portland State is 0-3, coming off a 50-20 loss at North Dakota. They go to Hawaii coming up here in about 4 days. Aloha to Bruce Barnum. How are you, sir?
Hey, Medic Ricky Marcus. Thanks for having the bikes on. We're on early today, you know. I'm right in the middle of it. Yeah. Hey, can you do 3:30? What do you got? You got somebody famous coming on this afternoon, don't you?
No. I want to move you around, give you exposure to some different audiences. There's a different, audience, early, late. Got to move you around.
That's good.
This is like coordinating.
This
is like coordinating. I'll tell you this. One thing I noticed about Portland State, I'm going to scout you right now. You ready for this?
Ready to go.
Two-minute drill on first down. First down, I know what you're running.
You do. You saw it happen. We talked about it last year, I think.
You run a draw.
I don't care where it is. It doesn't matter, Deuce right 10, that's the play call for all you listeners.
Why don't you go play action there? Because if I'm, Hawaii or Northern Arizona, I'm expecting that.
No. You got to think, they're one step ahead. They're thinking, he's going to play action at this time, We Yoda him.
Yeah, but what you get is you know what coverage they're in right there, don't you?
Yes, you can see it. If they have one more than you, I usually lock it. I have strayed sometimes from that call if they're, because some people heat it up in 2 minutes. That takes some guts, but I just don't want it to go backwards. They get confident. They get confident if they stuff you.
I like a screen pass and I like a draw on first down.
Yeah, you're playing. Paying attention to Ali Odi. You still have him on the show?
Once in a while. He comes on when he's not playing golf. Do you talk to guys like Ali Odi, old coaches who, do you bounce things off them? Who do you go to as a mentor?
Well, I knew his brother really well. His brother was a coach, recruiting coordinator at De La Salle for like 120 years. So that's how I met him. He knows me from Video Kill the Radio Star. He does TV sometimes now, and I run into him. I don't know. There's all kinds of them, Most of them are, I don't even know what conference they're in anymore. We'll run stuff by old and new, But this week, I'd like to this week. I don't know if you remember. You will. You're a sports journalist guy. Dennis Thurman. Do you remember that name?
Yes.
NFL, 80s. He's a D coordinator at Hawaii.
No.
Yeah. He is. And then you got, Timmy Changers. He's the quarterback who still holds the records.
He's the guy. He and Rolo were the guys there.
Yeah.
Chang and Rolo.
Yep. Yeah. Mighty Rolovich.
But Dennis Thurman, Rolo's at Cal. He's a consultant at Cal.
We used to talk a lot, Rolo. I don't know. He liked me for some reason.
What's Rolo like?
No, he's normal, He's normal. He's like talking on your radio show right now. There's nothing. Just talking to a guy, a couple sets, and let's chuck and duck and option routes. And they're starting to run the ball more. Leach kind of brought, they're stubborn. They want to throw it. But when everybody's dropping nine, they're like, okay, maybe a draw is good once in a while.
So you're up against Dennis Thurman as a D coordinator over there at Hawaii.
Yeah, he's got some guys up front now, but we'll see what we can do.
All right, so this is This is your last money game. What does that feel like to you to be at this point of your season?
You know, we constantly talk to the team about it. It's the end of paying the bills. It's the end of our preseason, quote. You know, it hasn't been an easy one, but you know what? We got better every week. That's my baby steps right now. Then we have a week off. I need to get healthy. I don't, you know, whoever invented those scooters, it used to be you hurt your ankle, you know, you stumble around and figure it out. Now they give them scooters. That guy's making a mint on the Mighty Vikes right now. But I got to get rid of those scooters by week and pull into conference and see what we can do, you know.
How are you health-wise? You play these games at North Dakota and other places.
We're not very I don't like where we're at right now. How's that?
Okay.
Two more went down this game. Actually, three. One guy almost threw up on me. I was talking to him, and of your listeners. Now, these 324s, they don't really know me, but, you know, I'm still nimble. He power puked me, and I gave it the twa-cha and didn't get on my gear. So I'm going to have to wash this week.
The game
plan.
Did
you see what happened? Here's some insight for you. Did you see what happened with a coach across the country on an interview?
I don't know.
I don't want to say names.
All right, tell me what happened.
Somebody dropped a
I was at the game. Trent Bray was at.
You were at.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say names. But
okay, but where do you stand on that? You're going to the locker room. You're unhappy. His team couldn't snap the ball. He's talking to Nigel Burton, who is kind of, you know, Nigel was a coach. And so he, you know, he drops a little profane, you know.
Well, and it reminded me, we had that game Tarleton, right? And the three people, they interviewed me for like 3 hours in this room. I'm like, geez, I need a lemonade or something, you know.
This is before the game.
And this is the day before the game. And then they all stop. They drop their pens and pencils. And they say, Barney. I say, yeah. And I said, please, listen, this is live television. We're going to interview you after, like, the first quarter. Please, Barney, you cannot cuss. I said, well, don't you have the bleep deal like Canzano has? I said, no, we don't. It is live. We beg you not to cuss. So I'm going in that interview, you know. They're asking me football. I'm like, in back, I got that angel thing on my shoulder from Animal House going, but yeah, well, I don't know if they told Bray that, you know.
Yeah.
They did should give him a little heads up.
What do you feel good about after these games? Because when you look at the scoreboard, everybody looks at the scoreboard. You don't feel good about the score, but what do you feel good about?
We're getting better. I'm still trying to put together who we are offensively a little bit. I've gone through some quarterbacks. I'm trying to get some running backs back. I'm trying to get some receivers back. I just lost another one for the season. And I need to know, hitting that first one now, Northern Arizona, what are we going to do offensively? Who's going to be our guy? That's kind of I've used it that way on that side of the football. The other side, just keep getting better. You know, get healthy, number one. We're getting another we're getting a tackle back this week, but then we lost one. So that's kind of even, Steven, but we need to get him back. I'm curious what we are when we are up to power, you know, and ready to go. Big Sky Conference.
Yeah, you know, are you tempted at all at this juncture to maybe not play your guys because – you've had guys hurt, and you're in a situation, this is the last one, or how do you manage that workload in this final game of what you call your preseason?
Well, your listeners will know this one because we went down to my middle name. You know, I'm off topic again, but guess what my middle name is?
Wayne.
It's a city in Oregon. There's your hint.
Eugene.
There it is, Bruce Eugene Barnum. So I used to living in the South, living in the Alaska, living on the East Coast, Eugene's not it. It's not. I mean, it was, I got in fights over my middle name. I didn't even want to, you know. You didn't pop. Anyway, that game, I flashed to Eugene. I did that. I took
you
my
play guys, yeah.
Against, you know, the mighty Ducks and Dan. And it's a snowman. He gave me a freaking snowman, and he tried not to. So, no, I'm not. I'm done with that train of thought. You know, we got to get better. Let's leave our guys out there. And we play everybody. We're playing everybody. Well, I'm not wholesale changing. Here you go, Dan. Here's my recruits. Put yours out there. Whack, whack. That didn't work. So, no, I'm not doing that. We'll get some reps. We'll go against a different offense, you know. Thursday, we leave Thursday. We're going Thursday morning. So I'm
yeah, what is that
time.
Like? Do you guys get to go to Hawaii? Do you get to go to the beach? Do you get to go snorkeling and surfing or right to the stadium and do nothing?
Well, I can tell you everything because here's how Hawaii, you know, like we play BYU. They gave me, what, 600, 650, you know, in-out, bam, game. Hawaii is a little different. They give you some trade-out. So they pay, I bumped them up to 225, but they give most people 200 to come to the island. About half everybody else, but then they pay for your flight. You leave Thursday. It's already tacked in. Everybody that goes over there leaves Thursday, get acclimated. You leave Sunday after the game. They pay for flight, buses, hotel. So you get more than 200 because you're not spending. Anyway, we're working on, because you're talking to the assistant travel coordinator as well. What we're going to do, we get in Thursday. That's why this week's a bandit, because you're crunching days. We practice Monday instead of Monday off, yada, yada. And, you know, Monday's Tuesday, Tuesday's Wednesday. Thursday, land, and we're having a meeting tomorrow. We're going to give them a little Hawaiian, you know, appetizers and talk when you go in the water. Wear tennis shoes. Can't have you step on coral and not play. Sun 1 hour at a time. If you get sunburnt, you can't use shoulder pad and put your shoulder pads on. Dehydration, sun.
Have you ever had that happen where a player goes in Hawaii and you lose a guy here or there? Or?
No, but you asked me coaches I talked to. One of them is June Jones. And when we went over there last time, I said, what do I need to know? How do I make sure I got, you know, all my people, I got a chance here. And he told me those. He kind of gave me a rundown of the things they heard when he was there that happened to other teams. Mm-hmm. Losing guys, losing best players, losing a running back because he, you know, he's out trying to swim with the with the turtles and stepping on coral. But we're going to give him some time Thursday. Curfew. I'm actually having a meeting at 11 o'clock Thursday night, just Barnum. Make sure everybody's back. Friday, it's kind of a normal Friday. We're going to practice there at noon. Feed them, you know, brekkie, pregame meal that night. It's a 6 o'clock game, which is, I think, like 9 o'clock our time. So we have a day there, and we're going to they have a little more free time on Friday because it was a 6 o'clock game, not as long as Thursday when we land. So they'll get some time to walk, you know. I've heard people going to Diamond Heads. I haven't heard any charter fishing. I don't know if anybody's going shark fishing, but I talked about that with one coach. But
so help us with the payment you were talking about. So you're getting paid to play this game, and then Hawaii on top of that gives you a couple $100,000 to cover travel, and they probably have trades with Hawaiian Airlines and hotel chain, the Visitors Bureau, because it's, you know, they're not paying for it all. They're trading some of this out for sponsorships. So you get to travel in a way that maybe is above your means. And so there is kind of there's a little bonus for your guys in this game, isn't there?
Yes. Yes, and everybody in the athletic department. It's a big week, John, because everybody likes Bruce Barnum this week at Portland State. I am like, I feel like you. Everybody knows who I am. They cheer me, everything you do. I'm not bald like you, but Wait till next week.
Where is this time when they're cheering me? I need to find that out.
Oh, you're on radio. You can't see it. Yeah. You're on the radio. You know, it's not a two-way go.
Ah, I got you.
If they could push that button in that car like I can.
There he goes. Bruce.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bruce Burnham.
Braid him. Hey. I braid him.
All right.
Honk that one.
All right, listen. You've heard it, I'm sure. You know, people are going, they're 0-3. It's time for a change. And I try to tell people, you don't understand. I don't think Vince Lombardi could win some of these games. Like, you BYU against Portland State. Athletic department, football budget, $60 million against $4.8 million. You're not winning that game if you're Bill Belichick or Andy Reid. You're not winning that game. What do you say to people who have watched 3 weeks of Portland State football and go, they're getting their brains beat in?
Well, first off, they're right. A change is needed. We need to stop scheduling the money games. Fund that. So just do that. Take away the money games. Buy two Pioneer League teams, the non-scholarship that all my opponents are playing. Then they're happy. You know. Then I play two Pioneers. I play Western Oregon. And Portland State's 3-0, and they're like, you know, good morning, my contract. You know, it is what it is. I'm not that part of it is easy. I'm falling farther behind, you know, because every time you read about athletic departments, now it's NIL money. All the money they're sharing. We're not doing that. Facilities, we're not doing that yet. That's what's needed. You want to win there? I'm not making excuses. I'm telling you how it is. I'm sitting here, you know, putting this together. Feeding them Skippy's barbecue, and we're making it work. My kids are resilient as hell. My kids are learning how to survive once they leave here, no matter what happens to them. But it's an underdog mentality because we are the underdogs. You know, it is what it is, and that's what college football has really become the last few years. So. I'm getting my players bought. I had 7 great football players. I watched one. I watched one on film this time. We're watching Hawaii versus Arizona.
Yeah.
I got 2 kids playing for him. I got one kid they're interviewing after the game. He had a 54-yard touchdown, Quincy. You know, you want to know what's happening? I can't buy that kid back. Arizona offers him, you know, he didn't get a gazillion, but he got enough to say, Coach, I love you, man. Thank you. But I'm going to go to Arizona. They need a backup tailback. So, all right. You know, what the hell am I going to do? We got free water and coffee. You drink coffee yet? Right now, we have to get there. We need to catch up.
Bruce Burnham, good luck to you this week at Hawaii. Then it's a bye week, and then the Vikings are home, and we'll see what they do against FCS competition. It'll be Portland State hosting Northern Arizona, 2 o'clock on September 27th, so 2 weekends away. Then Eastern Washington, Weber State, Idaho, Cal Poly, Sac State, Montana, Northern Colorado. That probably sounds better to you than BYU and Tarleton State and others.
It does. We're ready to go. We're not going to bitch. We're going to fix it. So.
There you go.
I'll send you a photo op, you know, if
yes.
I get in the water there.
Please do.
I don't know if I'm going to be in my Duluth, you know, skivvies or maybe a bathing suit
that.
From Columbia or if I want to swim fast, maybe a Speedo. I don't know.
No,
watch your phone.
We don't need that. We don't need that. All right, keep that away. Good luck to you. Bruce Burnham, there he goes off into the islands. Steven, did you catch what I said his middle name was?
I definitely did. Yeah, it was a good one.
He said Eugene. I said Wayne. He didn't even blink. Bruce Wayne. Get it?
Yeah, he told you to guess. You went straight Wayne. That was a great one.
Hawaii's going to get him. The question is, does it get embarrassing? How embarrassing does it get? And then it becomes, what can the Vikings do against their competition? They have 8 games down the stretch against Big Sky Conference teams. That's where they need to be judged. Can they win 5 of those? Can they win 6 of those? We shall see. Leave it here. Our big splash coming up.